The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
May the sweet peace that is God's presence be upon you, beloved souls. I am Jesus. I come because you pray for the great gift of God's love to enter your soul. I come because I love you. I come because as you consistently pray, come together in this way, so you make it easier for us in the celestial kingdom to enter into the earthly plane and join you in prayer. I come because the weary world is in great need of peace and healing and love. And so we are with you, beloved souls. We are with you in this hour of prayer. And each of you have an angel by your side. Each of you are being blessed at this moment. No matter where you are within your minds and your life, because you have come together in prayer, you are receiving the great gift of God's love. And though there may be aspects, elements in your life that is not in harmony with God, you are coming into harmony with God. God is bringing you into harmony with Him. His love is working its power, blessing of transformation upon you. His touch grows more firm upon you. That comfort, that knowing that God is with you, begins to grow within your conscious self. You are walking in the light of truth, beloved souls. You carry the lantern of truth. You are examples of truth. Truth that is evolving and growing within you and bringing you into greater harmony with all that is God's creation. I urge you, beloved souls, to grow your faith, your trust, your knowledge of this truth, that God truly is with you, beloved souls. God is truly guiding you, uplifting you, and blessing you. Make this the truth of your daily life. Make this the way of your daily life, so that you may walk upon the earth as a light, and that that lantern of truth that you hold may shine brightly wherever you go. Do not doubt yourselves, beloved souls, but walk in this truth, and as you do so, that love may shine forth through you, expressed through your minds, your words, your deeds, your thoughts. All may be in alignment with truth. All may be an expression of truth. For you are my disciples, and you carry this truth with you. May those whom you encounter know this, have some inkling of the power of truth that you carry, the blessings of truth that flow through you, the expression of truth that is within your heart, that love may flow freely, that your words may be of wisdom and light, that all that is darkness and judgment may be expelled from your lips to the ground, and that all that is of light and love may come forth and rise up and meet those who are seeking and in great need. The time of judgment, of man's edicts and laws and ways of being in the world, is being transformed into something more attuned to God, something more in harmony with God's will and God's laws. And when you walk in the world expressing these truths in a way that is in alignment with God, so you prophesize the future. For this is the future, beloved souls. This is what is coming. The transformation of your world, the healing of your world, the alignment of all in your world with God. And so we come in great numbers to be with you as this transformation takes place, drop by drop, upon the earthly plane. So we are here both to assist and to witness this great transformation. What is to come, what unfolds day by day. So we are here with you to guide, to protect, to assist you upon this journey. For you are the forerunners of who will be and what will be the future of humanity. Embrace this truth within your heart and soul and mind as fully as you can, and pray that in the day to come you may embrace it more fully, and the day after that more fully, until you are in some future time completely transformed in love. This is the great invitation that God has placed before you. This is what is given in such abundance that how can you turn away from this feast of the soul? For it is laid before you, and the invitation is given to all. None are turned away. None are unworthy. All are blessed, if they choose to be blessed. We come to feast upon God's love together, and so this blessing flows with no limitations and for all eternity. God bless you, beloved souls. May you come into this blessing fully, completely, with the desires of your souls flowering forth, and the vulnerability of your minds may dissipate in joy and hope and faith. God bless you, beloved souls. I am your brother and friend, Master of the celestial heavens. I am Jesus, and I greet you all in love. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.